Peter Galagotis, and he's online from Maui. Morning to you, Pete.
Good morning, Andrew. The old saying, have horse, will travel.
Yeah, well, I tell
you,
you do like travelling them if you pick the right race. The punters think you've picked the right race. So with Mossendale on Saturday at Rose Hill, they've jumped aboard, mate. I hope you got the early price.
Not me, Andrew. If bookies and from that point of view, if they're waiting for me to put a dollar on a horse, that all starves. So I don't worry about that side of the business too much, to be honest. But look, he's got a good CV, the horse, and it doesn't surprise me that he has been backed and he's short, because if you read over the last two or three runs, particularly the last run at Echuca, where I thought he was an absolute moral on paper, and he runs second to Hatsu, whatever, if I pronounce it.
Jahitsi.
Sahitsi, sorry.
Yep.
My apologies to the people that are connected to the horse, but I was sort of a bit bemused, and I was left scratching my head with the run that we had in the race, how we could sort of, win so emphatically with not a lot of luck, to be honest. Like, he was caught wide and covered some ground, but was very strong, and I thought, wow, I've missed something. My horse has either gone below par or we're bumped in a really smart one. And then he steps out on Saturday, and I thought he absolutely toyed with him with adverse scenario. Like, he jumped from wide gate, never settled well, he was taken on early, and he just put five lengths on him in two strides and won accordingly. So that really pleased me immensely, because then I say, well, I've been beaten by a better horse than me on paper, so we roll into this race with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, you've spelled it out well there, and you have travelled him. I mean, it's a different track. You won at Randwick there three runs ago, but you go to Rose Hill, but you're going to get similar ground to Heavy Nine there this morning. We're reasonably clear, but I think it'll be in that sort of 9 or 8 range come Saturday. So you're getting similar ground with Mossendale.
That's the key, Andrew. He's an emphatic wet track horse. He makes his own luck, and he presents himself, and he's always in for a fight, and he gives his all to the post. So, you sort of, there's no such thing as a certainty, and I'm not going there under any illusion that it's a give me situation. But I think he's well placed at the grade with the claim. It reads enormous on paper.
Yeah, it does. Jack Martin just seems to really get along well with him, and 3 kilos off at 59, it really does kick in, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and particularly on that style of ground. Like, it's unfortunately, they've had a bit of rain up there, and unfortunately for me, I suppose I've got to travel to find that wet ground. We just don't seem to be getting the weather here at the moment. We're getting towards we're getting deep into our sort of winter months now, and we're just not getting the rain, and unfortunately our Melbourne tracks don't hold up with those conditions. So he's in a grade now, which makes it hard to place. So we've got to look elsewhere for other options, and that option just is ideal. And you've got to go. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, exactly. Drawn 6, Mossendale in the 5th race over the 1,500 on Saturday. Just before I let you go, Pete, Malaguera, could it be heading towards the Carnival Times? I mean, are you looking Everest? Are you looking other races with a couple of those horses now?
The Dali is his goal. That's his grand final. We're going to probably follow a similar path to last spring with the horse. And it's the owner's wish to try and win back-to-back Dali. So that's our sort of pretty concrete situation that we're going to present for the horse, and hopefully, you can get the job done again.
Yeah, let's hope so. Good on you, mate. Mossendale at Rose Hill on Saturday. I hope it spells out the way that you've done it, and you well explained just that form line out of Shahitsi, just how strong it is after the horse won again on the weekend. Thanks a lot, Pete.
Thanks for having us on, Andrew.
Good on you, mate.